This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we've got a lot of things happening. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, which is, of course, the place for you to be. If you're thinking about coming to a new state, come to New California. Okay, we've been kind of covering the election process going forward with the presidents. The president's candidates for president, I should say. We get it right. And how that all went last night. And I got another night of it tonight. I'm rooting for Tulsi Gabbard myself. I think she's a pretty sharp lady. Now, I say I'm rooting. I don't see why she's on that stage with them. You know, in fact, there was a couple of, like, Democrats that sounded like Republicans last night. But I digress on that. That was quite the little spiel that we saw last night. I didn't see the whole thing. I have to admit, I saw snippets of it, parts of it. I didn't, because I'm not going to sit down and watch it. I mean, it's boring. You know, one of the things I was looking at in a story that was on Drudge this morning, just the title line, it says, it's like a boring football game. So I guess it's Marianne Williamson with the dark side business. She kind of shined out there. But, you know, we have another election coming up, absolutely, the 2020 election. And we have primaries in March starting. Not too much. You know, here it is. Guess what? It's. I hate to break it to you, but tomorrow when you wake up and Donald Trump is your president, it's also going to be August 1st. Which means that, well, yeah, August is here. So you got August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. You got 8 months till the first primaries. Now, I bring that up because of Moscow Mitch. Eli McConnell. Oh, no, that's his son. Republican leader of the United States Senate since 2015. Born in Sheffield, Alabama. I bet you didn't know all that stuff, right? Addison Mitchell McConnell. That's his name. Junior. Addison. A-D-D-I-S-O-N. Okay. This is about Mitch McConnell being labeled, I know this is kind of weird, being labeled a supporter of, well, Moscow. And this is all coming about by this, him blocking an election, quote, security bill. And that's the whole essence of today's second hour, is to try and give you some sort of a picture, get the pastiche out there, get those pieces of the puzzle together about what they're trying to do to scam this election away from Donald Trump. Because you see, as a last resort, they got no there with any of these candidates at all. You know that. I mean, you've got, I don't know, 50,000 candidates out there, 24, 25 now. Anyway, you've got those candidates, and none of them are Buttigieg? Really? Man, who else? Warren? Really? I mean, these are straight socialists. And the socialism thing is not going well with people, I don't believe. I think everybody's kind of getting the idea that socialism, communism is the same sort of thing happening here. And these people, some of them are proud communists. As we find the California state legislature, they're proud. They're out and proud as communists dancing around. They think that's okay, right? Well, apparently it is, because they're large and in charge and they've got the power. Boy, have they managed to scam the system. And that's where I say, because California is really a communist state now, I mean, you really have to say, because they're in the process of gathering up private property. That's just, when you start gathering up property like this, like what they're doing, like with PG and all these other major entities and large insurance companies, the only reason government is doing that is for cash flow, right? Well, they want to own those entities so people pay into that, and it's the government who runs it all. It's like Obamacare. It's the same thing. And what they're doing with Obamacare, the attempt with Obamacare was to socialize medicine. Yeah. And then make it a communist thing by having the whole state run it. Well, and of course, California flipped over into that by taking over the Obamacare plan for California's own. And of course, look what it's done. Not much. Going broke, of course. So anyway, the whole socialist agenda is to drive it to the communist agenda, which would mean the government operates everything, owns everything. So imagine the bankruptcy that's happening with PG&E out here. Huge, 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 multi-billion dollar concern. And it's basically bankrupt. And we think it's been by design, obviously. The Rothschilds own PG&E. Shocking. Shocking. But, you know, it's easier to have the government own it, right? And that way people can pay the government their electrical bills. How's that work for you? More cash flow allows them to spend more money. We've seen this thing before. Why have a tax when you can have a company that can pay you the money you deserve as a government, right? So Moscow Mitch pops up. And again, I say this because I want you to know that in order for California and now the other states to get to this point, it's been a year after year after year, well-planned, coordinated process to bring us to this point of communism in California, which is spreading to the rest of the nation. We know that. That's why New California is set up to stop that. So what I'm saying to you here about this 2020 election, they did not count. The surprise was, for all these totalitarians, they did not count on Donald Trump winning. And he won. Even in spite of California's totally corrupted election system. That has no election integrity, period. It is absolutely corrupt from the time somebody fills out a ballot to the time it gets to the ballot box and then counted. There's corruption, corruption, corruption. Loss of custody change. I mean, you name it with these ballots. And, of course, there's ballot harvesting. This is a joke. the election system in California is a complete joke, and it's spreading throughout the rest of the nation. They almost did that in Florida, by the way. The same old ballot. They were doing ballot harvesting, except it wasn't legal, and somebody shut it down. Governor Scott shut down the whole process. You might remember that. That's how DeSantis became the governor. Okay, but listen, again, I want to show you how sly they are about these things, and this is where it comes up with Mitch McConnell being the sly dog that he is, right? Mitch McConnell and why he's opposing the election integrity. Now, some of the stories that we have here about this bill and about what Mitch McConnell did, there was a bill that was brought forward from the House regarding election integrity. And the simple title of it, of course, was the election security, for under election security. But the bottom line was, it was clearly designed to serve as a hindrance to the re-election of Donald Trump. And Mitch McConnell got that. He absolutely got it. And he said, nah, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to stay with it, and we're going to not have a bill that might hinder the president's ability to become president again, or at least to ensure fair elections. Listen, all I ask for is a fair election, not the corruption that we see out here in California or the other states like Nevada. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're waiting here for the queued up, whatever we're supposed to listen to right now about Mitch McConnell, which doesn't seem to want to play very well. But anyway, your video begins and my video begins now. I love it. Okay, so we've got Mitch McConnell. I'm trying to get this thing to play the right way and see if we can get it. Okay, here we go.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Will you tell Russia not to meddle with the Ukraine? Will you tell Russia not to meddle with the Ukraine? What about the Ukrainian
state? Ha ha. You know, my buddy Vlad over there. You guy. Just about everyone who is in a position to know has been very clear again and again about the fact that Russia is working once again to interfere in our elections.
The Russians are absolutely intent on trying to interfere with our elections.
We assess that foreign actors will view the 2020 U.S. elections as an opportunity to advance their interests. We expect them to refine their capabilities and add new tactics.
They're doing it as we sit here, and they expect to do it during the next campaign. Much more needs to be done in order to protect.
So you're hearing people. You're hearing people like Michael Ray and Dan Coats, and now Mueller from his testimony earlier, right, last week, talking about the Russians. The Russians. I want you to pay attention to all this now. How it's called? It's all the Russians. Now it just so happens Dan Coats is gone. The Ray, the FBI director, is kind of iffy, and of course, there's no credibility at all with Mr. Mueller, who's making these comments about the Russia investigation. Right? I mean, there was no there to begin with. That's the point that I'm making, because this is an MSNBC. Portrayal of the events regarding Mitch McConnell. And we're going to get into this in a second, because people are saying that he is a Russian asset, Mitch McConnell, because he blocked this so-called security bill, this election bill that's making its way through Congress. He says, no, I am not going to be a part of the bill. And there's a really good reason. Think centralized.
Protect against this intrusion, not just by the Russians, but others as well.
So what exactly are we doing about it? Well, Congress has passed a few relatively minor bills. Last year, it distributed $380 million to help states with election security upgrades, such as strengthening cybersecurity, updating voting equipment, and improving post-election audits.
There we go. So let me run down this. Congress distributed $380 million to help states with election security upgrades, such as strengthening cybersecurity. Really? How'd that work out in California? Updating voting equipment and improving post-election audits. We have post-election audits? Shocking.
But election security experts generally say that's not nearly enough, and we are still learning just how bad things are. Just last week, one day after Robert Mueller's testimony, a bipartisan Senate report found that Russia targeted election systems in all 50 states back in 2016.
Let me add something here. This targeting of elections by Russia has been going on for years and years and years and years. This is not new news.
Democrats and some Republicans are trying to pass bills to combat the Russian effort. The Democrat-led House passed a bill directing $600 million to help states secure their elections. Lawmakers have put forth legislation requiring campaigns to report offers for help from foreign governments, the FBI, as well as a bill to protect lawmakers from cyber attacks, a bill requiring internet companies to disclose who is buying political ads, and a bill to sanction any entity that attacks a U.S. election, among others. None of these bills are getting a vote in the Senate, and that is thanks to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who insists the federal government is already doing enough to protect our elections, so none of the legislation is necessary. McConnell's refusal to take up the legislation has earned him the nickname Moscow Mitch from some critics, which has been trending on Twitter, along with permutations like Moscow Mitch McTreason, which is a lot to say. It has also prompted columns like Dana Milbank's blunt, Mitch McConnell is a Russian asset. Yesterday, McConnell took to the Senate floor to whine about being criticized simply because he has repeatedly blocked bills designed to protect our democracy.
I don't normally take the time to respond to critics in the media when they have no clue what they're talking about. But this modern-day McCarthyism is toxic.
Modern-day McCarthyism. Joining me now, Senate veteran Jim Manley, who is chief spokesperson for former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Jim, what did you make?
A spokesperson for Harry Reid. This is what the other side is saying. We're going to get to our side in a minute.
Think of that performance yesterday.
For Senator McConnell, it was a miniature nutty. He rarely, if ever, gets that dramatic and or gets that ramped up. But obviously he's feeling the effects of something. Something's going on. And I think that's that he's getting really uncomfortable with where the president's trying to take this whole debate.
Wait, say that again.
A couple different things. First of all, I think he's really uncomfortable with where the president, what the president's doing here.
He thinks
that something should be done, but as long as the president isn't for it, Senator McConnell is never going to go for it. Why? Because he's afraid of the president. He's up for election in 2020, and the last thing he wants is a primary.
Right. And So he doesn't want to jam the president on this. So
exactly.
He's blocking it to protect the White House, but he's feeling upset and hurt and frustrated.
Okay. We've heard enough of that one. Is that really the reason why he feels this way? He's feeling this way. I really don't think so. In fact, it's not, if you take a look at the bills that are coming through in regards to cybersecurity. And we're going to hear from him with his own words talk a lot as to the reasons why he's doing this. So you understand in a crystal clear fashion why he's doing what he's doing. And then I'm going to juxtaposition it with a Declaration of Independence. I didn't say which one, because there's many out there. Since 1776, there's been many Declaration of Independence that are out there. Of course, in New California has one, right? New California has one. Which we could read that one as well, but I'm not. It's going to be one of them. So that we could kind of learn about something here that's so critically important to our, especially our election system. Now, far be it from me to support Mitch McConnell, as you know. I am not a fan. However, I've seen what has happened, of course, with a lot of politicians and a lot of Republicans, I might add, that, we saw this with the Mueller thing last week, the hearings last week, where all of a sudden we have some people getting some cojones, and they're strengthening up going, wait a minute here. The president was right all along. We support the president. And they took the initiative and started really taking it to Mueller and other Democrats, for the charade that was going on. So people are growing stronger. And I think that Mitch McConnell has become much stronger since Donald Trump became president. I think he believes in Donald Trump now. I think he's not a never-Trumper. There was doubt. And again, this whole thing about there's a lot of people that are never Trumpers that are coming back to the other side saying, I love this Donald Trump guy. Some very famous radio personality, I might add, who are semi never Trumpers, and then they jumped on board. Oh, I'm a Trumper. That's others that were more severe. Oh, I'm a Trumper now. Well, they once were never Trumpers. And Mitch McConnell, he was a never kind of squishy Trumper, I guess you could say. But I think he's all in now. And I think he's got a right to be upset about these bills. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're checking into this Mitch McConnell thing. We're going to play several minutes of this presentation that he made yesterday. We'll stop it and chime in and stuff like that. But I want you to pick up on some salient points. There were two bills that were brought forward about election integrity, and he stopped them both. And he stopped them after the Mueller hearing because the Mueller hearing was a hoax. The Russian connection that they're talking about was never proven. It was a hoax. It was absolutely a hoax. And we now know that. And Mitch McConnell, fearing two bills coming forward that were written as a result of, that mirrored the, guess what, the whole Russian identity business, which was just disproven, but those bills were based upon the Russian election interference, which did not pan out and show itself as it was put into the legislation. So he stopped it. But there's more to it. And this is where I really want to focus in on with you about where their grand design for elections is going to. And this is vis-a-vis the California model. It's modeled after California. So pay attention.
In my career, I know anything about Congress. Even the New York Times editorial board noted over the weekend that while they certainly don't agree with all my views, they are principles going back decades. And the Times had to admit the Democrats are, quote, playing politics, end quote, by introducing legislation with, listen to this, no chance of passing the Senate that serves only to harden partisan divisions. That's the New York Times this weekend. So, Mr. President, my differences with Democrats on complicated matters of election law are the kind of disagreements we used to be able to have without mainstream media outlets screaming that one side is traitorous. This Congress, this entire country, only works when we refuse to let baseless smears displace real debate. Benjamin Franklin said we have this republic if we can keep it. And among other things, keeping our republic means we can't let modern-day McCarthyism win. So here's my commitment. No matter how much they lie, no matter how much they bully, I will not be intimidated. For decades, I've used my Senate seat to stand up to Russia and protect the United States of America. I'm proud of my record. I'm proud that it's right there in black and white, and liars cannot gaslight it away. In the 1980s, as a freshman senator, I proudly stood with President Reagan on missile defense and other aspects of his Soviet policy. While the liberal media was shrieking that Reagan-Bush foreign policy wouldn't work, I was honored to support it with my vote and then watch communism crumble. Then in the 1990s, I used my place on the State Foreign Ops Subcommittee to sound the alarm when President Clinton was too soft on Russia. Here's the Wall Street Journal, December 1994. Kentucky senator handed keys to foreign aid to be the most potent foe of Clinton's Russia policy. Here's what that article said. The real challenge to the administration's policy is McConnell's plan to attach stiff political conditions to that aid, threatening a cutoff unless Russia stops meddling in its neighbors' affairs. So let me say that again. As early as the 1990s, I was on record as laser-focused on Russia's meddling beyond its borders and making sure the Russians were held accountable. And, Mr. President, I ask consent this article would be placed in the record.
Without objection.
On the other end of the Clinton administration, I used hearings to grill Democratic officials who were soft on President Yeltsin and optimistic about President-elect Putin. I didn't share Democrats' faith that Putin would be our friend. I ask consent that two excerpts of my committee statement from April 4, 2000, calling for a tougher stance on Russia's foreign meddling and expressing skepticism about Vladimir Putin, appear at this point.
Without objection.
Regardless of who is in the White House, regardless of which way the political winds are blowing, I have consistently treated Russia like the threat that it is. Even under a Republican administration, I spoke out when I was afraid the U.S. wasn't doing enough to stop the erosion of democracy and rule of law in Russia. A conference report that I co-authored in December 2003 stated, the managers remain gravely concerned with the deterioration and systematic dismantling of democracy and the rule of law in Russia. We push President Bush's administration, a Republican administration, to do more. And of course, I helped lead the charge against the Obama administration's completely feckless Russia policies. President Obama mocked his 2012 opponent for taking Russia too seriously. His administration sought a naive reset with the Kremlin. And for 8 years, I helped lead the charge against that weakness. In 2010, I stood with John McCain and John Kyle to oppose the New START Treaty, a watered-down placeholder for the sort of tough stance we knew was necessary. As Vladimir Putin was building up his missile arsenal, we even had to push President Obama to commit to deploying capable missile defenses to Europe. In 2012, I firmly supported sweeping legislation to authorize heavy sanctions following the killing of Sergei Magnitsky in a Russian prison. The Obama administration flinched and tried to tiptoe around our legislation to avoid messing up their charm offensive, but we backed them into a corner and the president signed the bill into law. In 2014, I and other Republicans constantly pressed President Obama to get tougher on Russia with respect to Putin's aggression in Ukraine. So, Mr. President, I ask consent that the news article dated March 4, 2014, entitled McConnell, Obama's Passive Foreign Policy is a Mistake, appear in the record.
Without objection.
And since 2017, I've continued reminding everyone that Putin is not our friend, that Russia is going to continue trying to meddle, that we need a comprehensive strategy to contest Russian aggression, that alliances like NATO are critical for standing up to our adversaries. So once more, for good measure, Mr. President, I ask consent that the news article dated August 15, 2018, entitled U.S. Senate Top Republican Likens Russia to Old Soviet Union, be included in the record.
Without objection.
So, Mr. President, I don't normally take the time to respond to critics in the media when they have no clue what they're talking about. But this modern-day McCarthyism is toxic and damaging because of the way it warps our entire public discourse. Facts matter. Details matter. History matters. And if our nation is losing its ability to debate public policy without screaming about treason, that really matters. In the middle of the 20th century, the original McCarthyism hurt America's strength and diminished our standing in the Cold War by dividing us against ourselves and letting lies, innuendo, and baseless accusations.
Well, there you have it. That part of it, anyway. There's more to this. And we're going to be talking about that when we come back from the break. We've got a break coming up right now. But this drama, this saga, centers around what is the content of the bills themselves. That's the question. What is the content of the bills? And what do they represent? Anyway, we're going to be talking about that when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, think centralized. Think centralized. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Mitch McConnell and why he's blocking bills on election security. Ah, these are federal bills now. You know, and remember, elections are conducted by the states. They're the ones most equipped, best equipped to do it. That's the way it's written in the law. Let's see if we can dive into this quick little report. This is from ABC News.
Here in our election, a bipartisan report from the Senate Intelligence Committee details how Russia targeted voting systems in all 50 states and warns the threat persists today. Our Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas joins us now. And Pierre, this echoes and elaborates on Robert Mueller's testimony.
That's right, George. Good morning. And it's not just Russia. Intelligence officials fear China, Iran, and other countries could target the 2020 election. And we're learning disturbing new detail about just how pervasive the Russian attack on the 2016 election actually was. George, the new Senate intelligence report says the Russians likely attempted to find weaknesses, as you said, in the voting systems of all 50 states, probing and scanning the voting systems of at least 21 states. According to the report, the Russians stole or looked at the personal data of hundreds of thousands of voters from at least two states, including Illinois. The good news is that the U.S. government and states have improved election security. But, George, the chilling question is exactly why was Russia snooping around all those voter systems in 2016, and exactly what are they planning for the future?
Well, George, that's the big question. What are they doing right now? Meantime, in the wake of all these warnings, the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell yesterday blocked an attempt to update election security.
George, that's right. Just a day after former special counsel Bob Mueller issued that stark warning that Russians are attacking us, quote, as we sit here, Senator McConnell blocked election security measures calling for the use of paper ballots in all states, saying that Democrats were simply playing politics on the heels of Mueller's testimony. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that Republicans are putting their heads in the sand. So, George, more proof they can't seem to agree on anything here in Washington.
Not in this environment. Okay, Pierre, thanks very much.
Oh, shocking. Shocking. Coming on the heels of Mueller's really credible, I mean, if you saw any of it, really credible testimony, right? About the fake dossier. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't even know about that. Who's Christopher Steele? The dossier, what's that? The whole basis for the investigation, which he didn't even know. He didn't know his own report, but it's a stark warning. Right. Or is it sleight of hand about these bills? That is the question, isn't it? Is it sleight of hand about the bills? And the left is just going nuts about this. Newsy reports. Let's see this one here. See what Newsy has to say here about this. Newsy is a kind of a interesting group of folks. Here we go.
On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked two measures that were meant to strengthen election security. Democrats were trying to pass both bills using unanimous consent, meaning a single vote could shut them down. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was pushing a bill that would require the use of paper ballots and provide funding for the Election Assistance Commission. The bill had passed the House with only one Republican's support. McConnell objected, calling it partisan legislation. He said any election security legislation brought up in the Senate must be bipartisan. McConnell also objected to a bill from Senator Richard Blumenthal that would require campaigns to tell the FBI if a foreign government offered them election help. This comes a day after former special counsel Robert Mueller testified to lawmakers that he believes Russians will meddle in the 2020 election. He even warned, quote, "They're doing it as we sit here." And on the same day as Mueller's testimony, Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith objected to three separate bills proposed by Democratic Senators Mark Warner, Richard Blumenthal, and Ron Wyden. They were also trying to pass bills by unanimous consent.
Communist all. Why would the usual suspects support these kind of bills? And you know, a lone Republican, let's pull this up again, a lone Republican protests these other three additional bills. And it doesn't get to the floor. So why? Why would she do that?
Mueller's testimony, Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith objected to three separate bills proposed by Democratic Senators Mark Warner, Richard Blumenthal, and Ron Wyden. They were also trying to pass bills by unanimous consent. Hyde-Smith did not explain why she objected. Two of the bills she shut down would require campaigns to report any foreign attempts to interfere in U.S. elections. The third is meant to fight hackers. The GOP has long argued that Congress has already done everything necessary to address 2020 election security.
So, fighting hackers. Let's talk about that. What these bills really would do would force states to centralize all their data into one centralized, well, command post, if you will, for the elections. I'm cutting through some things. We'll get the language for you later. And this is what they objected to. One centralized voting apparatus throughout the nation. Right now we have 50 voting apparati out there. Now here's the deal. Think of the ease with which a hacker can get into one system. And think of the unease and how difficult it is for hackers to get into 50 systems. You see, by condensing, basically federalizing the election system, which is what these bills were going to do, it meant that you had a few people who had access to all 50 states' data. Now, I don't know about you, that's called centralized government in my book, and that's exactly what it is. Do you want to centralize all your voting data into one place? Oh, that would be simple. That would be quick. Simple. It would be very simple for the hackers to get in. One hacker, one system, there you have it. And they didn't have anything, none of these guys had any kind of protection against any of the systems currently in place. And they weren't offering any. Now think about that. Talk about how easy China could get in and manipulate the election system. That's the other thing, manipulate the votes. Isn't that going on in California right now? And just think if all these states out there decided to do ballot harvesting. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Moments ago on the Senate floor, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell striking back at critics, taking particular aim at the Washington Post's Dana Milbank, who accused Leader McConnell of doing, quote unquote, Putin's bidding when McConnell blocked those two election security measures last week. So here is Leader McConnell from just moments ago.
Mitch McConnell, the hawkish foreign policy conservatives who spent decades pushing back on Russia every way I can think of, was accused of what amounts to treason by multiple media outlets within a couple of hours. These people have worn out the volume knobs so badly that they have nothing left but the most unhinged smears. Welcome to modern-day McCarthyism.
McConnell spoke for nearly 20 minutes, his tone often angry as he referred to the, quote, conspirational fever swamp.
I think she meant confrontational fever swamp. That just one of those kind of deals, you know. Isn't that interesting? We know that Mitch McConnell was doing the right thing. Of course, no one wants to talk about that, the right thing, under these circumstances. But I'm glad he blocked them. Of course, he only had, one Republican in the House that went along with it, and guess who that was? Who's now declared an independent. He's no longer, I'm not going to mention his name. But this is the point about planning ahead. They're planning ahead with these kind of bills that will centralize the election system all throughout all 50 states in one place. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? You see, when you have 50 states, you have 50 independent, autonomous voting systems, which makes it incredibly difficult for hackers to get into. Let's protect our system by protecting the integrity of these 50 states. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.